and welcome back to another episode of Little Less Conversation. It's been a couple of weeks since our last episode, so we've got a lot to catch up on. And we've also got a really happy co-host today as well, Amar. How you doing?
Yeah, not bad. I mean, sun shining and Arsenal back-to-back wins. We're finally not bottom of the table, so I'm happy.
Yeah, you're winning the important relegation battle matches by the looks of it, you know, against the likes of Burnley and Norwich and them sort of teams. You're scraping the 1-0 wins, so it's all good.
Listen, it's all progress, so I'm going to be happy and I'm going to be positive on this part. Not really my normal self when I'm always knocking the team down. And... because I'm happy. Yeah, not bad. I mean, it is weird because it feels like it's been a long time since we've enjoyed an Arsenal win, even though, you know, even though the season's only just started. But
yeah, well, your first 3 weeks were horrendous, and then obviously you had the international break, and then you know, you've come back with back-to-back wins now, albeit 1-0 wins against two of the rubbish sides in the league. But wins are wins. Confidence will be a bit higher. You know, I think you've got Spurs coming up next week, is it?
We do. And I think that's going to be a telling of not how far we've come, but in terms of the progress we've made against relegation fodders, let's see what we do against a decent team. I say decent team. They were pretty bad against you guys, but we'll go into that a bit later.
Yeah. I've got plenty of ammunition for that later on. But... back to you lot. I mean, obviously, two 1-0 wins. What did you make of them? Well, what you made of the team's performance, and are they improving? Are they getting better? Or is it just a case of you winning games that you should be winning?
Yeah, I think, I mean, in all honesty, I would have expected a couple more from the Norwich game. But given the sort of the place where we were and the form, I think it's all about form, really, and the confidence of the players. And I think what's been a big difference is that we've had Ramsdale in goal for the last two games and not Leno. And it's very, very apparent his distribution and his kicking is way better than Leno's, which makes a big difference in the build-up of how Arteta wants to play.
Yeah, I mean, well, I think if you spent, what was it, 20, 30 million on Ramsdale or however much it was, 20 million?
25, yeah.
So yeah, the right thing to do, bring him in. You spend that money on him, bring him in, play him, and hopefully get relegated.
No, I think he's going to displace Leno as number one soon, very soon.
Yeah, I think Leno will be on his way out in the summer. I don't think he'll stay at Arsenal, but no, I think you guys have bigger issues, man. I think the fact that you're not scoring too many goals is a bit of a worry.
Yeah, I think, I mean, again, the positives come back from that is, you know, look, Partey's getting back to some fitness. He's just come back from an injury.
Hello, Ganesh.
We aren't scoring the most, but I think we need to, it's sort of a basis to sort of like, you know, all right, form this basis and then we're going to kick on from here, hopefully. Aubameyang's playing up top, which is nice to see. And we've, you know, sort of got, it looks like a good attacking team now, you know, got Odegaard, Smith-Rowe, Saka, Pepe, all starting, and Pep and sort of Partey been, you know, just behind them. So I think it can only get better, but I mean, I don't want to, you know, speak too soon, if that makes sense. It's only a 1-0 win.
Yeah, I mean, the good thing is you've got points on the board, you've scored a couple of goals now. Yeah, the only way is up, I guess.
And yeah, I mean, we're not bottom of the table anymore. So I think we're going back. I think we're now like 12th, 13th. So it looks better reading from when you look at the table, just as the off, like, you know, we're not bottom of the league.
Yeah, when you put it into perspective, like you're 13th, but the same points as like Leicester as well. So Leicester aren't doing great. there's a few teams below you that probably should be a bit higher up as well, like the likes of Wolves, Leeds. We've done well in previous seasons, haven't had the best of starts. So
I know. I mean, as you said, I'm looking at the table. I think, you know, it's not even really about the points at this rate. I'm just looking at the goal difference. At Arsenal, we're on -7. And I look at you guys, Chelsea, and even Liverpool, you lot are on 11, plus 11. I mean, I think that's how bad we've been and sort of how good you guys have been.
Yeah, it shows the difference in, I guess, the defensive side of the game as well. I mean, obviously we've scored goals, but I think we've been so good with clean sheets. I think we've only conceded one goal in what, five games or something ridiculous like that. So
I think it was in between your two games, I think I read a stat about Mendy, and I think he's kept clean sheets in, I think it's 28 or 50 of his games for Chelsea. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's really good stat. And yeah, to only concede one goal in five games, that's pretty impressive. And that was a penalty at Liverpool. So yeah, it makes for good reading, but we'll see how it translates as the season goes on.
Yeah, I mean, I know we got sort of back-to-back 1-0 wins. I think you guys got back-to-back 3-0 wins, right? I did another one. You still ain't did shit about the other one. Got the drink in me going back-to-back. Yeah, going back-to-back. I got the drink in me going back-to-back. Yeah, I'm going back-to-back.
Yeah, back-to-back 3-0 wins. I think us and Liverpool have had exactly the same scorelines in every single game so far. So we're top on alphabetical order right now.
Chelsea first.
Only thing separating us is a few letters in the alphabet. It's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, let's hope that you guys don't stay there. But I mean, 3-0 win against Aston Villa. Was that, I guess, a convincing win for you guys?
Yeah, I mean, Villa were really good in that game. It seems like ages ago now, but they started the better side. They've had a really good first half, and then second half, we came out and we were better. And, you know, Lukaku bagged a couple of goals, and Kovacic had a really good game as well. Got on a score sheet, and it just, yeah, at first it was a bit nervy. I think they probably could have taken the lead, Villa, but they didn't, and that sort of played into our hands. You know, we were always going to score eventually, and yeah, we got the win. And in the end, the scoreline probably was quite flattering for us, I think.
I mean, I know, I guess the big plus is Lukaku's hit the ground running and really well, really.
Yeah, I think he always was as well. I think he's gone away for 10 odd years or however long it's been, and you know, he's got that experience elsewhere, and he's had such a good couple of seasons in Italy. And now he can come back to the Prem where you know, it's his bread and butter. He knows exactly what he's doing there. And he's such a physical presence. You'd say there probably isn't a defender out there that could stop him on his day. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see how he progresses through the season. But he's already sort of made that striker role his own, you know.
I think when he, you know, I said it against when he played against us, and, you know, he's going to be a handful. Well, he's already proven to be a handful. Even against top defenders, you know, he's taken them on. He's shown them the way, really. He's shown his presence, like you say. And, you know, that's a good thing for you guys, because that's what you were missing last season, a good goal scorer. And now you've finally got one. It kind of just sort of the last piece of the puzzle for you guys. It seems to all be fitting quite well, which is quite annoying to see as an Arsenal fan. But, I mean... I'm annoyed by it, but then, you know, when I saw the result that you lot beating Tottenham 3-0, I mean, I can't complain with that.
Again, it was a strange game because you could argue they were the better side in the first half. I mean, they were doing this high press and, you know, not giving us any time to pass up the back like we normally would. And I was sitting there saying to myself, how long can they keep this up? I think it was probably for about 20 minutes. They did it really well. But, you know, when you're doing that sort of pressing, you get tired, you get sloppy. And then eventually we just had to bide our time. And second half, the tactical change of Kante coming on for Mount was just, yeah, it was a genius move from Tuchel, because it changed the game. Kante, as soon as he came on, all of a sudden he's winning the ball in midfield. He's running at players. He's passing it quicker, making things happen. And he even scored a goal as well, you know. So yeah. It's a bit of a fluky one, but they all count. And Yeah, we dominated that second half. It could have been about 5 or 6 nil easily, if not more. We didn't.
Yeah, I saw you tweeting praise for Thiago Silva. Apparently, he was solid.
Oh yeah, man of the match without a doubt. He was incredible. The first half defensively, when Spurs were looking dangerous, nullified Kane, nullified Son, all of them. Just like, if he wasn't on the pitch, we probably would have been losing in that first half. I mean, he was just everywhere. Just, you know, blocks, tackles, headers, interception.
A solid defender. I'm actually surprised that he's settled so well. Is what another one that's like, you know, sometimes you think these players won't do well, but he's been very, very solid for you guys.
Yeah, but he's turning 37 this week as well.
Is he?
He's going to be 37 this week. So it's one of those where you're like, bloody hell, how's he still going? Like, you look at some of the top defenders in the world, like, when they hit like 36, 37, that's they were finished.
Yeah. Some at 33, really.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? So some of them at 21 as well, some of these Arsenal defenders. But
hey, we haven't got a 21-year-old yet. He's 22, Ben White.
Oh, sorry, 22, my bad. But do you know what I mean? It's one of them where you're just like, he's nearly 37, playing like that against some of the, you know, the best strikers in the world as well. Like, Kane is up there.
I don't know about the season, though. I think Kane looks off the pace, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does, and he's notoriously a slow starter. But I think it's also the whole transfer stuff that happened and didn't happen.
It doesn't look like Mateo wants to be there, even though he's come out and said he'll stay and, like, you know, he'll fight for the team. He looks like somebody who's half got his mind somewhere else.
Yeah, definitely. And I don't blame him, because that Spurs team, I mean, they've got a decent squad. I mean, I just don't think, I think Nuno's a bit out of his depth. You know, he's not cut out for that job. Maybe. Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to, again, speak too soon, because we've got them on the weekend on Sunday in the big North London derby. But we should be able to beat them. We're at home. We're on some good form. And if we, like you say, if you nullify Kane and Son, I mean, there's not really many other threats from that team.
No, I mean, don't get me wrong. Yeah, they've got, what, 9 points from 5 games, which isn't the worst.
A couple of them were a bit fluky, but yeah.
Mm. Obviously, they beat Man City, which they could have, you know, taken a bit of confidence from. But a lot of their games are not scoring a lot of goals, similarly to you lot. So I don't know what kind of game we're going to see on the weekend at the North London derby.
It's weird, because within the North London derby, I always think that, like, form doesn't really matter at that point. It's just literally who's fighting for it more. And generally, I mean, we're at home, the fans are back. And I think, you know, it's been the first sort of North London derby where the fans were, you know, obviously since COVID and that. So I think it will be a good atmosphere at the Emirates, personally.
Yeah. Well, it's always a good game. It's always a feisty game. And as a neutral, I really want to see a goal fest. I want to see a 3-all or something, like something dramatic, you know.
I don't want to see a red card from a 2-foot challenge on maybe, yeah, Dele Alli or someone.
Xhaka gets sent off or something. You know, you want that excitement. You want.
I think Xhaka's suspended, which is probably a good thing.
That's probably wise. Yeah, it's probably wise that he's suspended, because he probably end up getting suspended again after that game. But you want some fieriness. You want the big players to step up and score goals. And you know, it's always been an interesting game to watch, even for the neutrals. But you know what? You're talking about you lot. You got a massive game on Sunday. We got a massive game on Saturday. Early kickoff. Chelsea, Man City. Luckily, I'm kind of glad that it's at home. If we play them away, I don't know.
I was literally just about to ask, are you guys at home? But I don't know. Yeah, that is a... I don't know, you know. Man City, they look like a team that's like half disjointed still. Like, they don't look like... I think they're missing something. I'm not sure what it is.
It's true. I mean, they drew over the weekend as well, 0-0. Yeah, so, yeah. Again, it's that question. Do they need an out-and-out striker? I know they got Gabriel Jesus, but, you know, he didn't score on the weekend. Would surprise me if Pep goes with a different sort of lineup and plays like Ferran Torres up front or De Bruyne up front or something like that as a false nine or something. Yeah, I don't know. I think it'll be interesting to see how he reacts after the Champions League as well. So,
is that early kickoff?
It's early kickoff, man. 12:30 on the Saturday. Let's hope I'm not too hungover and I'm awake for it.
Yeah, or just roll out of bed, watch it, maybe go back to bed after if you lose.
Maybe just watch it in bed. Who knows? We'll see what happens.
I know, obviously, we've spoken a lot about, obviously, our teams. And a couple that, you know, I want to mention, because I watched the ending of the Man United West Ham game on the weekend. And that was brilliant to watch. Just the bizarreness of bringing on a... well, it could have been a pen the other end. And then, you know, West Ham get the pen. You think, all right, it's going to be 2-2. And then they bring on, you know, he brings off the bench Noble. So it's a bit of a... Did he not learn from Southgate? Come on, man.
I don't know. Do you know what? I was watching it, and when Lingard scored that goal, I was like, oh, shit, that's an unreal goal. You know, worthy match winner. It had to be Lingard. It's all over. And I just kind of walked off into the kitchen, and I was like, I can't be asked to watch the last, like, few minutes of this. And then I just heard, oh, it's a penalty. And I was like, what? So I ran back thinking, yes, West Ham are going to get a draw. United are going to drop points. And then Noble comes on and does that. And you're just like, it doesn't make sense, man. When a player's cold like that, the last thing you want them to do is come on and take a penalty.
I know. I think that was his... he hasn't played any games this season yet. So it's even worse. It's like... And I think Declan Rice is holding the ball as well, right? He was ready to take it.
Declan Rice is the standing captain when nobody... It's him, you know, and he's taken penalties before. And okay, I know they were saying, oh, West Ham's penalty record's not great. People have missed. I mean, I think Noble's scored 10 in a row before the weekend. So you can understand why Moyes has done it. But yeah, man, I don't know. There's other players on the pitch there that would have scored for me anyway, I think. But
I mean, I'm not complaining. It's a good result for me. I mean, that's the sort of level we're fighting for. We're fighting with West Ham and those teams.
I don't even think you're that level, man. I think West Ham are fun.
Nah, no way, mate. We're gonna get there. It's just slow. It's a slow burner, mate.
West Ham have lofty ambitions, man. They're talking about, you know, Champions League this year. That's what they're going for,
mate. So should Brighton at this rate.
you're talking about survival when they're talking about, you know, European football again next season, and they're doing well in Europa League as well. They won last week as well in the Europa League. Convincingly,
team. I mean, I don't get me wrong. I feel like we'll finish above them this year, and I don't know, man. I was just mentioned Brighton. I mean, they've had a really good start to the campaign as well. And good old little Danny Welbeck's got a smashing header on the weekend as well.
Yeah, it's strange because obviously they've lost Ben White. They've still got a good defense, a decent defense. You know, like solid.
They play really good football, you know, Brighton. What's his name? Graham Potter. He plays some good attacking football.
Yeah, he gets them playing good football. They've got a good established team as well, like good experience in the Prem. But then when you look at it, you think, who's going to keep...
Their team is shit.
That's average, but that's what I mean. They've got like... Basuma's had a few good seasons in the Prem now. You've got Lewis Dunk still there.
Mope.
I mean, he always seems to step up to the plate season in, season out for them. He gets goals. And a few other players, like McAllister looks like a good player, the Argentinian guy with the Scottish name. I don't know what that's all about. And then they've got Sanchez in goal. I'm not saying he's world class, but, you know, he's a good shot stopper. And yes,
it's... Hey, man, Danny Welbeck.
Welbeck, that's what I meant. He brings experience. You know, he's played at the likes of United, Arsenal and those sort of places. So he's got that experience. And he does always pull out... moment of magic as well, doesn't he? Like last season, I think it was one of the goals of the season he scored for them. Good to see them doing well, but I don't know how long it will last.
Not sustainable, but I mean, yeah, it's good to see for now.
Definitely the dark horses so far of the Premier League season.
Yeah, and just a quick mention for Ronaldo, who's firing again.
Yeah, well, he scored a load of goals for United, I think. Has he scored in every game he's played?
I think so. I think because they played him in a cup game, so it kind of counts as well, the idiot.
Yeah, he scored in every game, and you're right, he is a massive tapping merchant. He's just a load of tap-ins.
He's always there. Unlike, it's working out for him, unlike Messi. It's not, Messi's just, he's doing a U-turn in PSG. He's having a fallout with Pochettino, not playing well. Now he's got an injury.
Yeah, well, he's getting subbed off and all sorts, isn't he? So... Should have just stayed at Barca, but
that's another one to get into. Yeah.
Oh godless. Yeah, we're not gonna turn this into a La Liga podcast. I haven't got enough time to talk about Barcelona
and
the rest of that league. So obviously, before we reach the next round of Premier League games, we've got some midweek games. I think you lot are playing Wimbledon, and we've got Villa in the Cup. Carabao Cup.
Yeah, can't complain. A little cheap ticket. We're going to go to the Emirates, and it's about 48,000 that have bought the ticket so far. So it's going to be, I know it's Wimbledon, but should be able to see some fringe players and some youth players. And I mean, not hopefully, but I think it will be an easy win for us. And I actually think I'm going to be bold here. I'm going to say Villa are going to do you in the Cup.
I don't know, man. I'm not sure. I mean, I might be bold and say Wimbledon are going to do you lot in the cup. I think that's more of a shout than Villa knocking us out. But it'd be fun as well if that happens, because you'll actually be there to witness it. I might ask somebody to film you watching the match in case you lot lose. But
start crying. Yeah, or throwing something. But we'll see. I don't know. I mean, EFL Cup, you know, I never get excited about the EFL Cup at this point. Maybe if you even get to the semis at that point, you kind of get into it. But yeah, it's one of those difficult things to like really, really get into the cup.
It's true. It's true. But then again, you know what?
For the likes of the cup.
Yeah, over the last few seasons, like that's been your thing, isn't it? Winning cups. So like winning.
Not the EFL one. At least it's the magic of the FA Cup.
Yeah, but it's still something to sort of paper over the cracks, really, isn't it? I mean, I think it's saved
again, right? 5 years in a row. Let's hope they get knocked out early.
But yeah, I don't know. It's going to be one of them where I think Pep will probably put all of his focus into it just to win it again. But yeah, I don't know, man. I'm not too fussed. I think it'll be there's some good ties, you know, West Ham United again as well, but. No one really cares about this Mickey Mouse Cup anyway. So,
yeah, let's see, and let's hope for that. We have a good ending to the weekend with City beating Chelsea and Arsenal beating Tottenham.
Oh, wishful thinking.